Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So it's interesting. I finally got to fly post-COVID and use the credits because the airplane wouldn't refund the money. So I went to a Talkers Magazine convention that was this Friday. It was fantastic. Thank you, Michael Harrison and the Talkers Magazine team. Fantastic team. And it was a great, great conference. I got to speak. It was awesome. It was good. But it was the first time I flew since COVID. So being in Nevada and now we're mask-free, had to find some masks, and after having done that study where I posted online what masks look like dirty and used, I didn't want to use any used masks, so I had to go and buy masks for the trip. Hey, not a problem. So I make it to the airport, and even though it's Vegas and Nevada, where we're mask-free for, you know, if you're vaccinated, apparently in all airports you still have to wear a mask. Remember the CDC said still on public transportation and federal buildings or whatever, we're still wearing masks whether you're vaccinated or not. So, okay. So I go through that, and I have a KTN number, a known traveler number. Now, the known traveler number was something where you paid a fee, they did a background check, they looked into your history, and if you qualify, you get to be TSA pre-check. It means you're kind of a low security risk, which is really nice because it kind of speeds up the process at an airport, you know? And honestly, I have been so good to have no criminal record. I might as well get some points and some perks for that. But interestingly, it didn't seem to work on my flight back. So I'll backtrack a little bit. So get through, get on the plane, and I'm sitting there. And because I had so much credit, I got a first-class seat because no sense spending coach when the money's going to expire soon. So if I have to spend it, if I don't lose it, so I got a first-class seat. It was nice. There was a lady that was sitting next to me who wanted me to switch with her husband and take an aisle. And even though I usually am the first one to do that, I just don't want to be in the aisle because I'm the type of person that falls over when I sleep or my elbow's out and I really want the window. And so I said no. I don't know why I was so mean, but it worked out really, really good because she had this huge attitude and she goes, oh, she needs a window. So I'm like feeling like garbage and for some reason they move her, right, to another seat to be with hubby. Really? I mean, I've been married to my husband for 25 years. I don't have to sit next to him on a plane. But they moved somebody else up from coach to sit next to me. And this guy was the bomb. He was cool. So we were just talking and joking and drinking. It was fantastic. So anyway, it was a really, really good flight in. But we had to wear masks. Now, when you're eating or drinking something, you don't have to. So we kept doing this thing with our masks, which I don't really think is the safest. But we were both vaccinated, and what are you going to do? I mean, you can't eat through a mask. So, and luckily the flight attendants were pretty cool, but you could hear them say, sorry, mask above the nose, mask above the nose. So I'm in Long Island, we're at Uniondale, we're at Hofstra, fantastic, but they have a lot of foliage, a lot of plants. So my allergies kicked up. So as I'm coming back, I am wearing a mask while having allergies, which is completely impossible to do. And you would think, all right, well, we've been dealing with this for a year or two. For me, it was really new. But, as always, I go through, right, the whole checkout area, and I have my TSA pre-check, and for some reason, the lady didn't care. Right, she goes, take off your shoes, and I go, but I'm TSA pre-check. I thought I didn't have to. She's like, where's your ticket? Well, they just told me to put my ticket and everything in my bag. They're like, put everything in the bags and put it through the scanner. So I did, and my ticket's there. She goes, well, then you can't prove your TSA pre-check. Take off your shoes. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Then I have to take out the laptop. So I guess it didn't matter. And then I get stopped because they say, ma'am, your groin is setting off the alarm. Now, my groin sets off the alarm, I think, because I have an IUD. Now, I have a Mirena IUD, which is no metal. It's, I think, a plastic with some hormones in it. But, again, my groin ticks off the alarm or whatever. So now the TSA agent says, look, I have to examine your groin. Do you want to go into a private room or do you want to do it here? Now, I'm thinking to myself that if I go into a private room, and TSA, by the way, dealt with over 2 million passengers on Friday, and they told us a few days prior they were understaffed. And so I don't know if somebody could have a bad day, get so mad, and say, look, I found this on her. So I'm like, no, if you're going to do it in front of everybody so nobody can plant anything on me. Because I got a large groin area. The last thing I want is somebody say I found a bag of Coke. So anyway, I'm like, do it here. So they're pretty invasive, and they go up and around, and, you know, there's, you know, people watching. There's always a perv, you know, that'll watch it happen. But I didn't mind that because at least then he's my witness in case somebody plants something on me. So I'm like, fine, that perv can watch all he likes. I'm okay with that because then nobody can plant something. So I kind of get through, and then I have to wear the mask on the plane while I can't breathe. I literally couldn't breathe. My nose was blocked. My eyes were tearing. So what I ended up doing was keep ordering drinks. And so for 5 hours, I kept ordering drinks so I could put my mask down and drink and breathe. It wasn't fun. It really wasn't fun. I did not like flying post-COVID. It was a great trip. Staff was great. Flight attendants were great. TSA, mind you, being understaffed, still did a great job. Pilots, thank God, did great. But, man, it wasn't the experience. And so for those of you that don't breathe well with a mask, and you've been luckily having a job where you can take your mask off and on, for years I've worn masks, but I took them off after every patient, they're really strict about flying, and they are on you. They are the mask police. So just, you know, if you think you're going to have a nice, relaxing flight without getting, what's it called when they have to frisk you and all that, I don't know. Yeah, so I do think the KTN number is a good buy. The TSA pre-check is great. But if you have a TSA agent that doesn't care or doesn't believe you, even though the other guy let you into the TSA line, I don't know what to say. My guess is they mixed everybody in because they were behind and they were like, I don't care if you're TSA or not, just go. But that did kind of stink because I don't think I would have, my groin would have triggered anything. And it's really kind of embarrassing to have to get the frisk down in front of people. But you know what? I should have gotten the perv's number because he's my witness if anything happens. Anyway, don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We've got a lot to cover today. So the CDC is calling an emergency meeting to look at myocarditis and pericarditis cases that have been reported in young men with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine rollout. There were, I believe, about 450 cases reported, but only 226 made the definition, and an emergency meeting is being called for June 18th. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and what that means. The Novavax vaccine has made some huge strides in terms of their clinical trials. We've got some good news. We're going to be talking about that. It's Flag Day. Usually I wear my flag shirt. I don't know how I missed that. I guess I'm still jet lagged because I did my traveling of 5,000 miles in under 24 hours, but it is Flag Day, so we celebrate our American flag today. Pretty darn cool. Joe Biden had, again, some gaffes and some motor issues picked up on. There were some motor and speaking issues that were kind of picked up on that people were a little nervous as he's at the G7 summit. And he actually broke protocol with the Queen. You know, I think the Queen is going to give him a pass, but apparently there is supposed to be some protocol. And when the president doesn't follow it, starts to kind of imply that maybe he's got something wrong with him. I just think it was really sunny and he wore his sunglasses, so I'm not going to make a big deal about it, but it's obviously definitely making the news. And then we have another ocean. Apparently they have discovered another ocean. Now remember we had the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, right? Apparently they have something called a Southern Ocean. So we're going to talk about that. Well, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, or comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, it's World Blood Donor Day, and we are really in need of blood, so we're going to be talking about that, and the Red Cross is going to come on, too. But making one of the biggest headlines this week is the Delta strain that originated in India, but we're not giving names to the particular strains anymore so we don't stigmatize. But, you know, the Alpha strain came from the UK, the Beta strain below the equator, South Africa, the Gamma strain, Rio Games, Brazil, that's how I remember them, and then Delta, because of Delhi, New Delhi, Delta came from India. Okay, are we okay with that? All right, so anyway, we're calling it the Delta variant. And the Delta variant, known as B16172, is one of three related strains, has multiple mutations, and it's a virus that has been plaguing India now for the last couple months, and unfortunately affecting a lot of younger people. It appears to be more infectious and appears to be more lethal. There's been reports of gangrene, which is dead tissue, clots, and it is definitely a scarier variant. Okay? I mean, we've talked about how viruses can naturally mutate. You always also now have to wonder, was this something also that could have been engineered? I'm just going to keep that little theory out there because I'm just not trusting of anybody right now when it comes to the virus. I'm sorry. I had thought it was a leak from a lab. I just didn't know how much tinkering of the virus happened. And if there was tinkering of the wild type, how do we know there wasn't tinkering also of mutant versions? So I'm just very skeptical right now. But Dr. Gottlieb, former commissioner of the FDA, says that this Delta variant is going to become the dominant source of new infections in the United States, could lead to new outbreaks in the fall, and right now it's comprising about 10% of COVID infections. And keep in mind, not a lot of people are getting tested, so that's a big underestimation. That's an underestimated number, because all these patients calling in on telemedicine that have COVID symptoms, and I tell them to get tested, a lot of them don't want to. So we're assuming only 10% could be of that strain. We just don't know because people aren't getting tested. And if it's mild, we'll never know if they won't test. But when people are kind of freaking out, going, so wait, the Delta strain is going to become dominant and we're going to go through lockdowns again? What they're saying is, in terms of the dominant strain, is if we have vaccines that hopefully stave off these variants, and we're being told that the Novavax, the Pfizer, the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca have efficacy against the variants, even though only three of those vaccines are currently FDA emergency approved, then a dominant strain just means that of the COVID cases popping up, it's of one type and not another. That's all that means. It doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be decimated, God forbid. It doesn't necessarily mean we have to lock down. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, we have to be back in the masks. But what it does mean is if COVID pervades, and even if it's at, let's say, 30% of what it was last year, of that 30%, 90% of it could eventually be this, or 50%+ could eventually be the Delta strain. So it's worrisome in medical circles, but it doesn't necessarily mean that governors and politicians need to lock everybody down again, okay? But it just means that of the virus strain, this could be the most pervasive as opposed to the UK strain. I don't like this one because there are links to gangrene, blood clots, younger people getting infected. And again, I don't like it because I'm very suspicious of where these viruses are coming from. You know, we've spoken about, you know, genetic recombination where, you know, there was one person with two mutant strains in his body. And if that happens and the cells are confused as to which virus it's supposed to replicate, and you have the DNA like two decks of cards all mixed in, they're just going to pick up the cards and do whatever. So that does happen in nature. It can happen in nature. But, you know, with us being told that the wild type, I shouldn't call it wild type if we think it's engineered, but the original COVID virus has genetic links in there. I actually spoke to a geneticist this weekend where there are genetic links in there that could only be man-made. Well, then you kind of start to wonder, what are we dealing with here? And when, if there was a leak, was it one little particular baby little viral strain, or was it a poof of something that leaked and got contaminated? And a poof might mean there were hundreds of different things in that leak. So, you know, I'm in a tough position because being a physician, I like to calm patients down. I like to give you guys the 100% facts that we have, and I regret not being more skeptical from the beginning. I was skeptical, but I wasn't going to use my skepticism all the time. I was going to tell you, as the CDC gave us information, as these medical experts gave us information. It was interesting. I was asked the other day at the conference, is there anything I regretted throughout this COVID experience in terms of my reporting? And I, even though I suspected a lot of us suspected a leak, I wish I included that as a preface more. I think it would have been tiring to hear, and I just didn't feel comfortable doing that. But I let you guys know what I thought. But I was going to teach you the basic microbiology and immunology of things. But my regret is if any of these variants are also engineered, then I spent a whole year teaching you guys about how things happen naturally, and I look like a dunce because I was duped also. But we weren't duped. It's just nobody would let us talk about our concerns. You'd be accused of being a conspiracy theorist. You'd be accused of being on one political side or another, or accused of being racist or something. And so nobody wanted to talk about it. Everybody's like, you know what? Whatever they tell me, I'm just going to take and move on. Fine. So I do have that regret that, you know, I wasn't a little bit more vocal and suspecting of the variants. But the variants really could have been just naturally created. They could have. So the problem with this is a lot of things just never seemed right to me. They didn't really seem right to a lot of physicians and a lot of people in science, but we can only go with what the government tells us. And I know people laugh when they hear us doctors say we're going with what the government tells us, you know, and I know that makes people mad, but at some point, you know, I have to trust the government. I have to trust the CDC. And I understand Fauci and a lot of people in the government let people down because they were politicizing or dealing with the bureaucracy when they were trying to say what they had to say. But people who smoked their mind got in trouble, especially in China. So this Delta variant, can it be worrisome? Absolutely. It'll be more worrisome for those who haven't been vaccinated. So something to think about. Now, vaccine side effects. When we come back, we'll talk about what the CDC is going to do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. government has spent the past week looking into a report of a leak at a Chinese nuclear power plant after a French company that part owns it warned of an imminent radiological threat. The warning accused the Chinese Safety Authority of raising the acceptable limits for radiation detection outside the Taishan nuclear power plant in the Guangdong province. A federal judge in Texas has thrown out a lawsuit filed by 117 employees of Houston's Methodist Hospital System targeting its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes of Houston said the lead plaintiff, Jennifer Bridges, claimed that the vaccinations are experimental and dangerous were false and irrelevant. President Biden's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday will dominate the news cycles this week. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States seeks a more stable and predictable relationship with Russia. This is USA Radio News. One vote ends Benjamin Netanyahu's reign over Israel. Brad Bernard's report.
Naftali Bennett was sworn in as Israel's new prime minister on Sunday after winning a confidence vote with the narrowest of margins, just 60 votes to 59.
He spoke obviously mostly in Hebrew, but he had one phrase in English. He said, "We'll be back soon," referring to his government. He lashed out at his rivals after listing his accomplishments. After more than 12 years in office and 3 years before that, he called the government that's replacing him a weak government, a dangerous government for Israel, and then said only he could stand up to the Biden administration when it comes to building in the settlements, when it comes to pushing back against a nuclear agreement with Iran.
CNN's Oren Lieberman. After four elections in 2 years, Bennett's incoming government breaks a long political deadlock and ushers in the most diverse coalition Israel has ever seen, including the first Arab party to serve in the government.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and your concerns, and even your criticisms, okay? But just not criticizing me. All right, I'm just not ready for that. It's my birthday week. Got a big week ahead. And so, and we got a lot of news. So if it's a compliment, we'll take it. A critique, maybe all the critiques till after my birthday week. So, over the weekend, we heard that the CDC has decided to call together an emergency meeting. An emergency wasn't a term that the media used. It was a term that the CDC used. And it's June 18th. an emergency meeting. It's going to be a virtual meeting, meeting time at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to review the cases of myocarditis and pericarditis, rare cases, that have been reported after administering a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. Now, the CDC, I believe, had received over 450 reports, but 226 at the time had qualified for being possibly vaccine-related. So they met the working case definition. We don't have current numbers, but as of May 31st, 15 of these cases were still hospitalized, 3 were in the ICU. Now, by now, I mean, we're mid-month, hopefully they're out of the hospital, but we only have the data as of May 31st. So this prompted them to actually look at, you know, is there a risk? And they're actually looking at the benefit-risk ratio. So on the website, they say since April 2021, increased cases of myocarditis and pericarditis have been reported in the U.S. after mRNA COVID-19 vaccination of Pfizer, Moderna, particularly in adolescents and young adults. There has not been a similar reporting pattern with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They said in most cases, patients who presented for medical care have responded well to medications of rest and had prompt improvement of symptoms. Reported cases have occurred predominantly in male adolescents and young adults 16 years of age and older. Onset was typically within several days after mRNA COVID-19 vaccination, and cases have occurred more often after the second dose. So they're reviewing it, and they still recommend that anybody 12 years or older can still get the Pfizer vaccine. Moderna is still not approved unless you're over 18. So some of you thought it was a little fishy that why only now after April have there been reports of myocarditis? Well, so not all kids of that age group were vaccinated to the degree that they were until things loosened in terms of age groups. So we had larger populations of younger teens and adolescents vaccinated. Also, maybe there were younger, like maybe people in their 20s who were hospital workers getting early vaccination, but because it was during, you know, COVID and pneumonia season and cough and cold season, maybe some of those myocarditis cases might not have been connected. But the majority of the younger individuals getting the vaccines happened in the spring, so it makes sense that that's when we would possibly see an uptick. Now, people ask, why? How could this be happening if it's the same dose that's given to the adults? What could be happening to a 21-year-old male that isn't happening to a 40-year-old male or female? Well, remember I told you how we've been wrongly accusing men of being babies when they're sick. You know how women are like, oh, my husband's such a baby. You know, oh, my sons, you know, they, you know, the girls are already at work, you know, doing whatever, and the boys, no. I told you, quit shaming the guys, because I really think men get hit harder. I don't think they're being babies. I think women have some sort of a protective mechanism to allow us to still take care of our young, you know, from our evolution and caveman days, you know, being able to still function. But for men, it just hits them harder. And maybe their immune system comes on quickly because that's their body's way to get them better faster. So rather than slow and steady wins the race for a lot of females, maybe for males, it's the immune system's going to hit hard, and then they're going to hopefully snap back and move on. I noticed my husband, with the COVID vaccine, body aches and things like that, he bounced back quicker than me. I was still able to function pretty well, but he bounced back faster. So who knows? Maybe in men, the immune response is a little different. And I spoke about this early on when we saw men getting affected more than females with the cytokine storm. Maybe when men get hit with that immune system, and that immune system kicks in, it's more exaggerated, it's more dramatic. And so here we are with a vaccine that prompts the immune system, that has adjuvants in there as well. Right? You know, to help the mRNA get in there and to help prime the immune system. And maybe those things are just too immune stimulating, as such that in males, all these antibodies are so primed that they start to affect the heart. The only thing is, though, is then we would also, I would expect to see more Guillain-Barré, more immunological attacks of the nervous system. So it is intriguing how the heart seems to be more targeted. So they need to look at that. Is it that men may need a smaller dose? Is it that men might need to have some sort of steroid? Maybe prophylactically, we really don't want to block the immune system. But here's the thing. With the Pfizer-Moderna vaccine, it's a few weeks into when we need their antibodies to identify the mRNA proteins. It doesn't necessarily have to be the first couple days. The problem is maybe there's so many antibodies, because this does seem to happen a week or two after the shot, that it's just the immune system so prime. So the CDC is going to look at it, and then they will make a recommendation. My guess is if there is only 226 cases of the millions of the doses being administered, they're going to say keep doing what you're doing. But there's a lot of parents out there that are a little concerned, especially now that we're starting to vaccinate younger individuals. And that's why with younger kids, they are looking at smaller dosing. Now, on the flip side, another headline that we had was there's a hospital, I believe in Houston, where the employees were told if they wouldn't get vaccinated, they would get suspended and possibly fired. Well, those employees took it to court, took it to federal court, going, you can't force us like the Nazis did in Germany, forcing people to get injected, you can't force. And the federal judge dismissed the lawsuit on Saturday and said the hospital did have a right to suspend them without pay last week for their failure to get vaccinated. There were 178 suspended employees, 117 signed on to the lawsuit that argued that requiring workers to receive the COVID-19 vaccines requires the employee to subject themselves to medical experimentation as a prerequisite to feeding their families, likening them to, quote, guinea pigs. But Lynn Hughes, the judge, said in his ruling that the claims that the vaccines are dangerous are false, and it is also irrelevant. He noted that Texas law only protects employees from being terminated for refusing to commit an act carrying criminal penalties to the worker, and COVID-19 vaccine is not an illegal act. So he also wrote in his ruling that the hospital's requirement does not violate federal law or public policy, and he also took issue with the lawsuit comparing the requirement to Nazi medical experiments. So, I've spoken to you about some of the things that happened to, Jews and gypsies and Catholics and Christians and gay men and gay women in the concentration camps. They were absolutely horrific. But people are very concerned that any sort of, well, we're going to do this, we're going to, you know, use an experimental vaccine on you, could be an early step. So I get why people, their red flags are waving. I get that, but I wouldn't compare to what happened in the concentration camps and the medical experiments to that. But here's the thing with what the federal judge said and did, okay? If there are myocarditis links and a young person is hesitant, okay, they should have the choice. But they do have the choice of then not working in that facility. And an employer does have a choice to fire and hire who they want. So even though you would think the ACLU or the Civil Rights Act and the Americans with Disabilities Act would protect those workers, the person has a choice to say, I'm not working for you then. Now, with there being a labor shortage, which we're going to talk about, will hospitals change their mind? Don't go away. Let's talk about that. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Timothy wants to know, how can he find a doctor who will give him a medical exemption for the COVID vaccine? Everyone he goes to won't. I know, this is a tricky, I never thought we would have this issue. I mean, it's just one, you know, drama after another. And so you're not going to find a doctor that easily, and I kind of spoke to you guys about that and where the predicament doctors have right now. So I understand that people are worried about the COVID vaccine. Overall, the numbers show side effects are very, very rare. But people don't like to look at statistics. There's some people that are into the whole statistic thing, but people always feel like they are the one. I mean, I've done that too. You know, am I going to find Mr. Right? And, you know, am I going to find Prince Charming? And is he going to fall in love with me? Yeah, you know, because I will stand out and there'll be a light and all the butterflies and birdies and bambies will be hanging around me and I'll be the only one on this earth and I'll be the only one he wants to marry. Many times because we are individuals, we think that we are, you know, sometimes the only one that really matters on earth. And that's not being selfish. It's because we have to think that way because you're responsible for your own life. The guy in a truck that's driving down the I-15 is not necessarily thinking about Dahlia Wax. I have to think about me. And I got to make sure I cross the street properly or not cross a freeway to begin with. So we are ingrained instinctively to think that, you know, if anything's going to happen in this world, if there is lightning, you know, if there is a tornado, it could happen to us. And then we start to intellectualize, well, I'm not really in a tornado type of town. I'm not, you know, maybe I won't go out during a thunderstorm. And then we start to kind of, you know, maybe realize that we don't have to be that paranoid. But for the most part, when we hear that the COVID virus or the Delta variant or the UK variant or any of these variants are deadly, you know, or somebody could have a breakthrough illness from a vaccine, despite having vaccinated, and they could possibly get sick with COVID, we're also going to think along that same line that we will be the one in a million who get the side effect. So many of you who are telling me you're not anti-vaccine, but you worry that you will be the one in a million or your child will be a one in a million, that's not illogical. That doesn't mean you have mental illness. That is very logical thinking. I'm pro-vaccine. But I'm not going to accuse anybody having hesitation on being mentally ill. Right? Because many people have very good arguments for their hesitation. So, we are approaching those who are vaccine hesitant really the wrong way. Such that you know, some people, they don't even want to admit it. They're going without a mask so people don't think that they're anti-vaccine, that they got their vaccine. It's just the way we are starting to vilify people, you know, for thinking that they're going to be the one in a million, which for months we told them they were going to be the one in a million who got COVID. What do you think? I mean, remember we were talking about older individuals and their hesitancy to leave the house to get a vaccine. And people are like, what's wrong with them? I go, what's wrong with them is you told them that they can't go to a movie theater. You told them they can't go to church, that if they step into a church to pray, they'll get smitten with COVID and die. And now you want those same people to leave the house to go into an arena to get a COVID vaccine? What? If you're going to use one set of logic, you need to be consistent. So we have many people there out there thinking they will be the one in a million. Now we have the issue with if your employer mandates it, right, what can they legally do? Now, originally we talked about this last summer. And we talked about how legal scholars said the ACLU should protect you, Civil Rights Act should protect you, the ADA should protect you, because nobody should be able to force you to get something put into your body. Nobody should be able to force that. Okay? It's like if they are, then let's say we have an underpopulation issue. And, you know, because they say, well, you know, for public health, they could do that. Well, let's say for public health or for the human evolution, we are underpopulated. They can't force people to get pregnant. So it's going to be, to me, very difficult in the legal setting for anybody to be forced. However, in terms of a job where an employer is working in an at-will state, they could fire you for whatever. If they don't like your attitude, you can be fired. if they don't let you, they aren't allowed to fire you. If you're homosexual, if you're heterosexual, if you're black, I can't fire you based on race, creed, gender, but sexual orientation. But if they want you vaccinated for COVID, not just flu and all the other things, but just COVID individually, and they make that decision, according to some judges and some legal experts, they have a right to fire you because they're not technically forcing it on you. They're giving you a choice. If you want to work here, those that work here need to be vaccinated. I do believe that higher courts can argue it. I think there will be a lot of back and forth with this, but employees do have the right to say, I'm not going to work for you. Now, that's all fine and dandy until industries start to coalesce, form a block, and now you can't work anywhere. Now that's going to be difficult. So some people say, well, there'll be enough people that don't want a vaccine that with a labor shortage, hospitals will buckle. They could, but keep in mind, already many industries are looking at automation and looking at ways or to hire out. I can't tell you how many places I've called, and I'm speaking to somebody from India or another country, and I'm not speaking to an American. I even ask them, where are you? You know, oh, yeah, I'm here in India. I'm here, but, nice people, that's great. But if America can't find Americans to work, they're going to outsource. So, you know, you might have some bargaining power originally, but remember, these hospitals, these medical centers are scared to death of lawsuits on the other end. If a patient claims somebody gave him COVID because they weren't vaccinated, and which, by the way, you could still transmit COVID being vaccinated. That's why I think the higher courts might be able to fight that. And I'm not picking one side or another. I'm pro-vaccine. But in terms of people being forced, I'm against anybody being forced or being discriminated against. And so if being vaccinated doesn't mean you're COVID-free, then they can't really use that argument that you are quote-unquote sterile or not transmitting COVID. You can still spread COVID if you're COVID vaccinated. A doctor, I guess, came out saying, look, I got COVID even though I was vaccinated. 8 people died in Maine of severe COVID despite being vaccinated. So it'll be interesting to see what the arguments are. But many of these places that are mandating are allowing exemptions for religion and for medical reasons. There's not a lot of medical reasons that doctors can draw from to have you not get the vaccine. And the reason why doctors are kind of in a predicament is because if you do end up getting COVID and dying, the family can sue you as a doctor that you exempted them from getting a vaccine and made it seem like their health would be in jeopardy getting a vaccine. And a lot of doctors, they just don't want to be in the middle of that. And since the CDC gives very little wiggle room on what can medically prevent you, with the exception of anaphylaxis to the shot, that's why you're having trouble finding doctors to write the notes. I'm sure there's some out there, but the majority won't. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.